Hasbro fucking sucks as always.
Who wants to touch my penis?
Skate, 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 skate.
Oh, fucking Bobby.
S-C-U. You are now listening to Shattered Cast. Uncut. Prepare to be shattered with your host, Matt Baldwin, Skullface, Greg for Mercy, Oscar NJ Boy, T2RX6, Mega A1. Welcome to Shattered Cast.
Welcome to Shattered Cast Uncut, episode 47. I am your host with the most, Mr. Skullface, and we are 47 this week, which means, you know what, enough with the depression. Like, we've changed our ways. We're getting back up on our feet. We bought a chocolate lab, and we're going to go out into the wilderness a bit. So start getting into camping and hiking. I see a lot of older guys doing that, and we're going to do that, and we're going to learn a few Bob Seger records. We're going to start with You're Busted off the Beverly Hills Cop 2 soundtrack and then kind of work our way back.
While you're out there, are you going to try to find Oscar? Because we definitely,
Yeah, Oscar, Oscar is giving me
this point.
Yeah, Oscar has given me his word that he is going to return to us as soon as he gets this video complete for Robert. And I haven't had time to touch base with him this week to find out how he's doing with that. But he can't come back soon enough. With that being said, let's go around. I'll start with the faces I see, and Antoine Mega 81. How are you this evening?
What's going on, people? How y'all doing?
Going with the old faithful greeting. I like it. Greg for Mercy. I was about to say Greg for Solomon. Greg for Mercy. How are you tonight?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Awesome. Mr. Deluxe. Have you worked out your computer issues?
No, still not. But how y'all still doing?
Deluxe had me actually made me LaMayo this week with one of the comments he put in the chat.
What?
Yep. Greg, for those that you know obviously aren't privy to the chat, this you know that we have behind the scenes, like we ride Matt pretty hard in that chat, so to speak.
Yeah, we do.
And Greg rides him especially hard.
And in the chat, too.
Matt used to get, like, all bent out of shape about it, but recently there's been – I think it's been since Chicago, fellas, and correct me if I'm wrong. But recently there's been, like, this new Deluxe, and this new Deluxe, like, ain't going for it anymore. And, like, I get the biggest kick out of it, but
– He's made out of blessed parts. He's got no metal screws anymore. Nothing's going to break as easy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's using the soft plastic on the Dinobots from AOE.
That plastic.
Huh? Yeah, I bet. So anyway, Matt, who has a computer job, misspelled pneumonia in the chat. And,
oh, yeah.
His autocorrect didn't catch it, or he looked at that red squiggly line underneath and said, well, what's that mean? And he hit send anyway.
Pneumonia.
And of course, Greg for Mercy corrected his spelling, as Greg for Mercy tends to do. Greg for Mercy even corrects his own spelling. I've gotten to a point where I don't bother correcting mine anymore. Like, if I fuck it up, I'm like, they'll get it. But he corrected the spelling of pneumonia.
Have to, and, man. If you can't use your own language, what the fuck can you use?
And then said, for science.
Well,
that was in regard to something. No. Then Matt said something else, and then you said, or somebody said something else, and then you questioned for science.
Well, no, because I got Brainstorm, right. Not to jump the gun. And Brainstorm's thing is in IDW is for science. It's like, we'll build a fucking atomic bomb and kill everybody in the name of science.
Right.
So you know, as I'd been post Brainstorm picks.
Yeah. So then Deluxe came back and said, suck it, Greg, for science. And that shit made me laugh. I like the
– And I know it made him laugh because he posted LMAFOLOLOLOFLCOPTER.
That's when you know it's legit. And a lot of times when I post the LOL, it should really more so be an LQTM like a laughing quietly to myself. But the LMAO, that's just the real deal.
That's a new term.
But at any rate, it was pretty awesome, and I like the new Matt. And I don't know if he's been going like reading a self-help book or what his angle has been, but he is pretty funny. Also with us tonight, we forgot to put up a post on Shattercast to get everybody to pray. T2RX6 had a run in with a pretty dangerous gang in Northern Virginia called the Cavity Creeps.
Cavity Creeps.
That's weird.
I'll fuck your teeth up.
Yep.
But how are you doing this evening, toothache aside?
Can't complain otherwise.
I got you. Real quick, we got the holidays coming up, and we have t-shirts available for $25 shipped, hoodies available for $50 shipped, bumper stickers available for, I believe, $8 shipped, and wall art available for $10 shipped, I think.
Unfortunately, you guys missed our Cyber Monday sale because we didn't record till Tuesday, so...
you missed our Cyber Monday, Cyber Monday sale because we can't afford to sell it for lower. But anyway, we're still available. We have some limited sizes, but don't hesitate to ask. We may just have your size. And real quick, I have to apologize to everyone. Master Force, the company that is selling the Apollyon that we talked about last week, they contacted us, and I scheduled for them to come on the show. And I've been extremely – I'm not making excuses. I'm just pleading my case. I've been extremely busy as of late with the holidays and these kids and, you know, and now everybody wants commissions done. At any rate, I fucked up. It's on me. I take full responsibility, but I scheduled this dude for the wrong day. So he may have been staying up late last night to come on the show and totally didn't hear from me. And for that, I apologize not only to the listeners, but to him. If you're listening, Morgan, you have my most sincere apologies. That is unlike me, and I fucked up, and I am sorry. And I would love to have you come back on if you'd be willing. So, that being said, did anybody get anything? Let's start the same order with Mega 81.
Yeah, I finally got the Generation Jetfire. And I was expecting a little weight out of the figure, but instead it just so light, man. But yeah. It's still a good figure, but right. I was expecting like...
Damn right heavy. It is.
Hell high up, bro.
But that's and, about it.
Greg, for mercy, what did you get, sir?
I didn't get anything this week.
You lied.
No, I'm just kidding.
You just said you got something.
I got Brainstorm, who is pretty fucking good. I hate to say it, but he's not going to be bumping Fans Project off the shelf, but he's pretty solid. I got Deathshead, finally, who, he's a decent figure. You know, for what he is, I mean, he's a 3 3/4 action figure. And I got the Brawny and Backland, which.
Gay?
Definitely are going up Matt's ass at some point at TFCon next year. But no, they're fucking solid. They're a lot better than Huff was. They're a little on the pricey side. But I mean, like, it's like I told Bobby, like, I feel like I overpaid, but I don't feel like I got ripped off. You know what I mean?
What they were like, 170 or something?
For two of them, yeah.
Yeah,
it's a little much, but at the same time, like, I would have rather paid that and got a solid figure and been like cut my losses than paid half that and gotten another Huff, which I was a little worried about. Had I not got them from the dealer that I got them from and knew I'd be safe if they were a piece of shit, I wouldn't have bought them. But,
If that's the case, I should send back my Ollie to that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah,
hey, you do. Nobody twisted your arm.
Is that it for you this week? Just three, just under the $150 range? Because I know you got some big ticket items coming in soon.
Oh my god! Yeah, wait till next week. And I got something I don't want to admit to getting. I got a Generations Thundercracker because I've been going back and forth about getting that fucking iGear one or not. Yeah, iGear to put on my IDW shelf. And I was like, yeah, fuck it. So I bought one for $10 to put on my shelf.
The the Generations Thundercracker, the Fall of Cybertron.
Yeah, the deluxe one. I figured he'll be a representation. He can like hang out with Utopia. Not that I'm going to Utopia next week, but if I was.
Interesting. Deluxe, what'd you get, buddy?
I did not get anything, but other than I got this, man, I just got to tell you this. Man, I work at Best Buy, everybody knows. I'm sitting there Saturday night, just sitting there doing my job and everything, and this 65-inch 4K curved Samsung TV came in. Somebody returned it because it was too much TV for them, you know, because they're communist, you know, America. Anyways, this TV came in. It's a $3,300 TV. It's on sale at Best Buy for $2,000. And when you bring stuff in, sometimes, you know, like TVs and stuff, if it, you know, it still works or anything, we put it on the floor as open box. So at the time, we had they had a 50% off on open box items. So when I saw that TV, I was like, I had to get that TV. So I got that TV for $1,000. And I'm excited. My TV is huge. I love it.
I only paid $1,000 for it.
Yeah,
it's a good deal, man. It's something like a unicorn. You know, you don't find this, you know, kind of deal. It's a unicorn deal, man. It's just
no, man. I'm so a excited. Unicorn is a single bi female that's down for the threesome.
That is true, but this TV is almost just as nice, and my wife loves it. You know, so anyways, that's it's one of the best deals I've ever gotten. I'm really excited. We love the TV and everything. So anyway, other than Transformers, that's I didn't get anything. So sorry.
Yeah, money bags.
Yeah, money bags.
Yeah, it's on a Best Buy card. Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up, Chip.
Shut the fuck up, Chip.
Justin, what'd you get?
I got Master Beast's Bumblebee and his crappy little accessory, Daniel.
Nice. Yo, oh, so you got it in then?
What's that?
You got it in then? Oh, nice.
So wait, so it's Daniel or Spike?
Antoine has
been, it's Daniel.
Has been what? About to have a fucking aneurysm because he keeps saying it. No one's hearing him. He said it like three times when you've been talking about it and I didn't say anything. And he's like, what?
I think it's being sold as Spike, but I do agree that I think it looks more like Daniel.
Oh yeah, definitely. Oh, okay.
It's more like a blob of plastic made from a hot glue gun, and then put brown hair on top. It doesn't.
That's the fucking. That's the thing. Like that more so the gaps and all that bullshit. Like I can deal with the gaps and the kibble and whatever, but the fact that they're like offsetting the price with the exosuit and it's a piece of shit.
Yeah,
that's
acceptable.
How's the Bumblebee? I mean, as far as is it probably one of the weakest MPs?
Sorry, you have to bear with me because my tooth is killing me still. Anyway, it's definitely like a step down from the normal Masterpiece cars, but the transformation is still really good. So. I don't know. If you look at the fact that he's not really worth his $70 and put him more at, like, or I didn't pay that much for him because I got him from HLJ. But if you basically knock 20 off the price and, you know, not consider Daniel, I'd say he's worth his cost. But the unfortunate thing is Daniel really sucks or Spike really sucks. And, it doesn't really make up the cost in that way. But Bumblebee himself, I think, is pretty solid. So.
Okay. That sounds disappointing. Damn.
Yeah, it does sound disappointing. did anything else come, or did I just get one thing? You usually do the POL score.
No. This was an HLJ thing, so it was the only thing.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
The pile of loot. So.
That's right. My bad. I got TFC's Hotspot. I got and I'll be honest, it's less than stellar.
No.
The the thing I do like about it, I like an awful lot, which are, it seems like the combined mode is going to be solid as fuck. Like, they are probably the strongest ratchets I've ever felt on a figure.
10 times better than the Urinos.
Sure. Like, when I initially was like, you know, just got them out of the box and so forth, and I was just, you know, messing with them, I had a hard time getting his legs to move. Like, that's how sturdy the legs were. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, Jesus Christ, I was going to set up like a 3-to-1 just to get the legs to start moving. So the things that are, and there's plenty of things that irritate me about the robot mode, and the fire truck mode is really cool, but there's like, I have personal things that irritate me about that too. But the things that irritate me seem like they will definitely pay off in the end. So there is that. I got the StarCats Protect-A-Bot combiner thing, or not Protect-A-Bots, but Protect-A-Bot-ish combiner thing. And that is pretty much what that's a get what you pay for kind of a deal. And I got Death's Head via Oscar, who really hooked me up on it. So I can't thank him enough for that. And I got... I like him a lot. One of my arm joints is loose. Are both of yours sturdy? I think my right shoulder joint is a little loose.
Mine's
sturdier than my phone charger cord. Hold on. Here we go. Let's see. Well, when we were about to start the show, I was like, oh, fuck. And I actually was moving him, and his leg fell off. But
really?
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, I had moved it around a little bit, and I think maybe I popped it off the joint, because you can't see any of his fucking joints.
Which he's is a good covered thing.
But he's covered with the fucking shit, his fucking clothing.
Yeah, yeah. I dig doll. That, though.
Yeah, no, yes, I hear you.
The paint is...
Don't like a doll, but you like a fucking dust.
The paint is pretty top-notch.
He's not super loose. I mean, it's not like he's got a lot to support. I mean, yeah. Like, it's not like his weapons weigh a whole lot. Hey, let me ask you this since we're talking. You know how you can, like, pop the hand off and he has attachments like a bat?
I haven't messed with him that much. I literally just took him out of the package today and just kind of had a go.
No. Yeah, I had to put a little glue on my mace to get the hold of him. And the fucking axe, I don't give a shit about. The mace is what he usually had in place of his hand. But, yeah, just FYI.
Gotcha. I don't know. What was I gonna say?
Penises.
Oh, and I got the Age of Extinction Voyager sludge.
Which good job, man.
Yeah, which is, I got it for my daughter for Christmas.
Yeah, it'll be in your collection.
Well, I opened it.
Are you gonna do a review of it?
Yeah, I did it. I already did it.
Short and sweet.
Yeah, I did it, and it's funny. Like I took it out of the box. I took a picture of it of how it looked in the box, so I could get it back in the box perfect for it, so I could rewrap it and everything. I felt kind of scuzzbally, but whatever.
I would have felt dirty.
Yeah, but she won't care. She won't even know. But it did feel wrong. and it totally wasn't worth it. But you know, it's whatever. It's actually like. Like my thing about the AOE Dinobots in general have been that they can't get out of their own way, and he's no exception. But the only difference is that his parts that he can't get out of his own way are pretty much all in dinosaur mode. In robot mode, he's actually pretty well put together. But you know, they had a fair amount of liberty because they could just make him up as they went along. So you know, I guess that's how that came to be.
Oh, fucking Bobby. Every fucking week, like I say, I have to just, God.
Sound like that fucking kid from King of the Hill with the mohawk. Or he's got the mullet, and he's like, oh, fucking Bobby. Oh, I'm happy with this hat, bro.
Well, I gave you the opposite of a of what is it like you're supposed to do when you're a supervisor? You give like the positive sandwich, like you say like one good thing, and then you give your critique, and then you end it with a good thing. So I just did the opposite. I said he's bullshit, and then I gave you some good things, and then I said he's bullshit again, just to kind of give you. It's more of like the shit sandwich, per se.
Yeah. It'll be on your nightstand. It'll be
right. Yeah. I'll tell you what. It might be in my daughter's trash can. I went up there to get the other AOE stuff, and I'd seen they were just all mucked about. Slag was missing his head. Like, she just doesn't.
Damn. Give a
Yeah. Yeah, which is not really her style, so she really doesn't give a shit about him.
She's playing with toys like Greg does, man. Shit.
Yeah, Greg and Oscar. Every time Oscar gets a new toy, he's like, oh, there goes the hand.
I know, shit.
Those motherfuckers, they really have bad, like, proper battles.
I know. The Warbatron shits are, you know, sturdy shits and everything, man. And, you know, me and Bobby is fine. Every time Greg touches it, like, fucking destroys the shit out of him.
He puts a big hand.
Send it back to BTS now.
I sold mine to a buddy of mine, and then like he had it and was like, yeah, he just didn't like the way it was going to end up. So he sold them to our buddy Jason Lowry, who's an avid listener that Bobby actually met at Baltimore Comic Con.
Correct.
And he sold it to him, and he was like, I put the gun in the hand and just fucking snapped the fuck off. And he didn't know what to do. And that was the replacement. I was like, email BBTS and I can't remember how I worded it. Yeah, I was like, tell him it was mine, and I was like, I can't remember, like, Warbigate or something. I was like, just mention Warbigate, and they sent him replacement forearms.
Wow.
I saw my swindle with his fucking stress mark thumb.
Oh, you sold him?
You already got stress, damn.
$75
shit. Are you like 5 years old when you play through shit or something?
No, I put the... It's weird. It's the weirdest fucking thing. I take my Combaticons, and I put their weapons of combat in their hands, and it kind of fucks up the equation. Like, I don't know what that's about.
Man, you fat-fingered the shit, don't you?
I fat-fingered your sister. Oh, never mind. Anyway.
Ooh. It'd be funny if I had a sister, but I fucking don't have a sister.
It's actually funnier that you don't have a sister. He gets mad at me because I talk shit about a family member he doesn't have. But if I talk shit about a family member he did have, he'd throw a fit and cry. So, yeah. Damned if you do.
At least I can take care of my toys. Shut the fuck up.
Chip.
Yeah, I take care of my toys just fine. Fucker. I sell them Hasbro motherfuckers as soon as I get them.
Oh. Hugs.
How's my buddy Captain Shark doing?
Oh, he's fucking awesome. I mess with them all the time.
Making out with KFC.
Yeah. Anyway, so on with the show.
Yeah, on with the show. The
nope.
Real quick, just in a little bit of news, a heads up to everybody. Change.org has a petition to Hasbro for short animated films based on IDW. This is something that we were going to try to get off the ground. It just never happened.
But we weren't going to use change.org.
I'm not going to get political. Anyway, if you'd like to do this, the link is posted below, and we just wanted to give a mention to it. Also, we've gotten a lot of love from the movement that wants to see Peter Cullen in a live-action Transformer movie, and you can find that petition online as well. We've posted it in previous notes, and... If that is important to you, then by all means sign the petition. This one is actually important to me, so I'm probably going to end up signing this one for the IDW bit. But the Peter Cullen one, like there's nothing I want to see. If it was a reboot petition, then I would sign that one. But it's just for me personally, it's just not even worth the login.
I personally don't understand why the animated shorts or short movies don't already exist. You know, like.
Yeah, me too.
I think Hasbro likes making money, but I guess not. So.
Yep, lack of foresight and faith. So anyway, it's in the notes if you want to participate in that, and that's going to be all we say about that. That's somebody's project, and they are trying to get off the ground. I am in support of it, but if you are as well, the link is below. Outside of that, we have third-party news. X2 Toys, Furrow, and Rotor, which is the clones, and they are looking... I don't want to offend Antoine because he's in on this, but they are looking more and more like a bullet dodge to me every day.
I agree.
What? What's wrong with them?
What the fuck is Ravage doing as a fucking gun?
It's not. It is the Black Lion from
Ravage.
Yeah, it's the Black Lion.
My bad.
Why the hell would they make him the Black Lion?
I have no idea. And you know what? It doesn't even look good. It's just awful.
The Red Lion.
What's with just the thighs are chrome? I mean, that's it?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's got Takara Optimus Syndrome, where it's just like the one bit of chrome's on the fucking hips.
I don't know, and his face is all... I'm hoping they color the face a little bit, because that's...
And why is he standing on his tippy toes?
Yeah,
he's got the short man complex.
And why does his thigh bend in that direction? It just doesn't make sense.
It's like all the clones are like... It's like the clones are trying to be secretive and tiptoe around. It reminds me of Jim Carrey in The Mask when he was tiptoeing around
And I was really excited for these because I like the twins and everything and the clones and all that stuff. But god dang, these are just fucking garbage.
Antoine, you might want to back out of this, Mac.
Yeah, you might want to hold off on these. Wait for somebody else.
They fixed the exposed hip joints and
they
replaced
did.
It with fucking nasty chrome.
But that face is just so fucking red.
Was here to give a proper satirical Asian voice.
And me too. The jet looks like it doesn't go together well. The lion is like I guess it's a weapon. That's a skull face skit waiting to happen. Like that's a nightmare. That just looks like it's just things. It's just a pile of things. It obviously looks like one of the arm lions, and they couldn't even nail that down, right?
Wait, what do these guys do again? Usually I'm the guy that answers. What did they do again? I forget.
They weren't on the cartoons or anything? Or...
Yeah, they were in the Japanese one, at least.
The company, not the fucking clones. I know the clones
They did, I think it was just...
They were in the cartoons, by the way. They were in the Rebirth.
Yeah, they did the hoist kits.
They did the hoist Trailbreaker upgrade kits.
Oh, that was a pretty decent upgrade kit.
That's the difference between an upgrade kit and a figure.
Sticker.
They need to upgrade this fucking figure. Look at that fucking face. Why is it just? It's all red. I mean, fucking really?
I assume
they cut corners and shit. They're cutting corners already. I mean, this is their first full figure, and they're cutting corners already. Good job, dickwad.
Judge Justin.
Wow. Whoa!
This is
post Antoine for real, man. Save your money, man. Come on now,
Antoine. You might want to back out of this, man.
Yeah, I would back out on this definitely.
Justin, I heard you over underneath Matt's rant, but that this is a and I think that you're right that it's probably just a test shot. But like, there looks like there's so much attention to paint in the rest of it, though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
the
little red lines on the gray and everything. And I don't know. I mean, I hope that you're right that it's just like. Like somebody got really excited and they were like, "Fuck it, dude! Put him on the futon. Let's take a picture of it."
Yeah.
I didn't even pay attention to that shit. Yeah, that was like a fucking futon. God, get the futon. Let's go. We're ready.
I don't know, man.
Antoine, come on, man. Antoine,
I think this is a future. Like, this is gonna be a bad day for you.
Oh yeah. You're going to get that shit and throw it across the fucking room and get pissed off at yourself.
Yeah, I'd say back out to you, Antoine. Same.
We're going to have an intervention, Antoine.
How much are these two?
They're like $100.
Oh, hell. Antoine, come on now.
For both for one?
Yeah, the price – for both. The price point isn't bad when you think about it. Like, before you see these images, you're like, you know, two figures – you know, like a full-scale deluxe, two full-scale deluxe figures with the lion, all for like $100, $110, something like that. That doesn't sound terrible, but until you see
them. Yeah, that's actually pretty good, yeah.
And then when you see them, it's like, oh, wait a minute. This sounds actually pretty fucking horrendous.
It's like, I got dog food to pay this week. Shit.
You know, it's just, I have my Spidey sense right now. You can't see it, but it's going crazy. Saying cancel.
Yeah,
it's not on pre-order free yet, but
what did you say, Antoine?
I said I don't have it up, for pre-order on BBTS or anything.
Oh, I thought you did.
Nah, I didn't.
I don't think these are even up for pre-order yet.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are.
I was going to get it.
But I had them pre-ordered and canceled. So.
Yeah. Good job, Justin.
I canceled them. I forget when we saw the thigh ball socket things.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
I think they should let that shit out, man. At least we could, focus on that shit instead of the face.
That picture with him doing the high kick, do they think that that's a selling point? Like the awkward way the leg disconnects from the crotch?
Yes, they do. The answer to that question is yes.
I mean, because I'm assuming they're saying look, he can balance and hold himself up with, just the one leg, but that the way that stupid joint works there, it just looks horrendous the way it's separated from the crotch region. Oh, this bed.
Has anybody ever bought a transformer because they could do a high kick? I mean, really? Hey, look at me. I can do a ballerina.
Basis of all my transformer purchases.
I'll stretch that shit out just to see if I can do it. I'm not going to buy it now. Fuck that. All right. Time to move on.
Yeah. So what's next here? Let's see. It is the Abominus. We got We got a full test shot of Unique Toys Abominus. And there it is.
There it doesn't look bad.
It doesn't. Yeah. I'm not crazy about it. I'm not crazy about how long the arms seem. I'm not crazy about how big the arms seem in relationship to the legs. The proportions are still throwing me off on this guy.
Sure.
But it doesn't look hateful. It doesn't look like a terrible thing. It just doesn't look like what I want.
It almost looks an abomination.
I see what you did. Yeah.
Like an abominus.
Yeah, I don't think that was their intent.
Because I'm happy.
This will be a gift set too, right? This UT, they'll always do their gift sets, right?
Mm-mm. What are you talking about? You're the one who's by troll. Matt, think about what you just did. You're the one that wants to buy troll, remember?
Yeah.
Okay. Just 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
I get confused on the third party shit. There's so much third party shit. I don't keep up with it. I guess.
Pretty much 100% sure that whoever designed Warbitron designed this.
Really? Wow. Hmm?
It just seems like they're using the same tricks, the Warbitron stuff, the way that they did the limbs and everything, and the way that it looks like they're doing these limbs. It just looks like it's all kind of, it looks like it's all done by the same artist. If you saw Alex Ross, you know it's an Alex Ross piece before you even fucking see the signature.
It reminds me a little more of Feral Rex, to be honest with you.
Really? I don't see that at all.
Well, the way the joints are is one thing, but the way when you put troll in leg mode, the way you tuck the legs to the side and the arms go around the back and make the calf.
Yeah, I can see that. But the way that the shark and the bird all kind of form up on the shoulder, and that kind of reminds me of Warbitron. It kind of reminds me of Uranus as well.
Well, that's just Computron. I mean, they're using that's just the merit of using the knees and the waist as the elbow joint.
That. But if you look at the way that the guys that did Feral Rex, I mean, they used most of the piece was more split.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like the tiger was sitting on a shoulder or the, you know what I mean?
Should have been. God damn it. Should have been fucking. What's a goddamn tiger from
Battle Camp?
Goddamn, no, the book, the Jungle Book.
What's his name? Khan.
Should have been Shere Khan. Should have been Shokan, for that matter.
Show enough.
Where's his hammer?
So we're playing a game as to how many references you can spit out within a 2 minute period.
Should have been Shaka Khan.
Now, if it was Shaka Khan on the shoulder, I might go in just for the novelty.
God.
Especially if there was an electronic feature that you could hit the button and it played Ain't Nobody in.
Oh. You got Tina Turner on the other side?
Like as soon awesome. As you hit the button.
Now, what if it was Sinead O'Connor?
I'd burn it with fire.
I would shave off its antenna.
I get it.
But not for nothing. Sinead O'Connor's "Nothing Compares to You" is fucking a badass song.
That's fucking Prince. That's not Sinead O'Connor.
Yes, you're right. Well, it is Sinead O'Connor, but Prince wrote it. Yeah.
Did anybody catch Prince on Saturday Night Live this week?
I didn't.
He came out of nowhere.
Oh,
how was it?
Oh,
was it
fuck,
awesome?
I missed it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was fucking Prince at like age 57 or however the fuck old he is. I mean, what do you expect?
Still a sexy little motherfucker.
Yeah, Prince is timeless. So we also got images of them separated. And there they are, all four of them. And the robot modes are looking pretty good. It looks like the cutthroat kind of has a little bit of that mind wipe kind of, you know, some potential mind wipe issues with the wings sitting on his shoulder, but. Or maybe it's on his back. I don't know. I was just getting ready to say maybe it's on his back and I just can't see it clearly.
Yeah.
If it's on his back, then that's awesome.
He kind of looks like the Planet X Swoop, to be honest.
Yeah, I can see that too. It's not bad looking. They're not bad looking.
Not at all.
There was also some other stuff. I don't think we have it in the notes, but like they showed the... if anybody remembers offhand, they showed the... Oh, well, some of it's in here. So, Warbitron Bruticus. I guess this is a test shot with Onslaught and everything. And
he's beefy. Mm-hmm.
He's beefy. Let's see if... People have been complaining about the head. I love it.
Yeah.
Like I think they've been complaining about the notches, like in the crest on his head, but I kind of dig it. I don't know.
Wait, which one are we on? Sorry, I had a personal.
The Bruticus.
Oh yeah, I mean, he looks great. But like, I mean, with the woes I've had from mine, I don't know.
Yeah, but people have been complaining about the head, and I don't like if I was to.
Well, they've been saying like it's too small or something, or.
No, like the holes, the notches in the front of the forehead.
Oh, okay.
Like people have been really complaining about that, but I think his head looks fucking cool as hell. But the one thing, and I'm chalking this up to a test shot kind of issue, but just like my OCD element to my personality, like the way that those silver things, like to the left and like on his shoulders, don't seem to be standing straight up. Like if the weight of the arms kind of pulls those apart from the body, that is going to constantly irritate me. But that's the only thing that I zeroed in on. But otherwise, I think this looks fantastic.
I can't wait to get him. Sorry.
The arms on Blastoff still look a little silly. But I'm hoping there's a way around that. I don't know how though, because you would think they would have done it here.
Yeah, that Blastoff shit fucking bothered the fuck out of me.
Yeah, it bothered Antoine too. I remember Antoine bringing it up like a long time ago.
Well, and I thought about that when I got it's Quantron, because Lightspeed kind of does that, but like they cover that up by giving him some shit to hold. he holds on to some guns and some swords, and that shit pegs on. So they were able to take the kibble and make it into a peg, so to speak, a peg and a socket, and that was smart. But with Blastoff, it's just chilling, just hanging out up there.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Actually it's the same on Vortex too, but it's just not as obvious.
The fucking arms on that shit has been my fucking bane. Like everything else is fine. Like I like the figure. It's just the fucking arms, specifically the fucking below the elbow, giving me nothing but grief.
Those slots are—they're there in the. I'm looking at the prototype images now, and those slots are there back then too. I'm just double checking.
Playing all the slots.
Yeah, sup, ladies? Sup, sluts?
You know what I'm talking about. You got it.
I watched it. I love, like, in James Silent Bob, the bit where he's like, I hate guys. I love women.
I was thinking about Beavis and Butthead to America.
Oh, no. I was talking about, like, the first, it's like the first scene that you see with Jay and Silent Bob and Clerks. And, like, these girls walk past, and Jay's like, sup, ladies? Sup, sluts?
Oh, no. I was thinking about,
I think they're doing a third one.
I think they are, too. Go ahead, Greg.
No, the old lady on the plane. No. Yeah, and she's like, I was in Vegas playing the sluts. And Beavis is like, they're fucking sluts. Going to Vegas playing sluts.
I saw. I actually. Hey, look. We're gonna share. We're gonna share tonight. Yep. First time my wife gave me a hand job was during Beavis and Butthead.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yep. Whoa. In the movie theater.
What were you like 15?
Yep.
That's exactly. Good hand job.
Actually, it wasn't the best. I'm gonna be honest with you. You know the. You know, women in that, like, it's just like, sometimes it's just like, look, like, let me just, I'm way better at this. Like, I have way more experience in this department.
Yeah.
But it was rough.
And
but
by that, you mean all the guys that you've jacked off.
Hey. How you doing?
I'll be honest.
The first time Greg gave me a hand job? No.
Well, I was using your fucking mouth, so. You know, I was about to give it a little disclaimer there, and I couldn't think of the name of the show. I was that thrown off. I was that disoriented about hand job talk. I thought we were on a completely different show. It took me like 3 times, and I still didn't get it right in my head.
But the thing is it was just, you know, it took a long time, so it was just I was pretty worn out, if you know what I'm saying. By the
Feral
end of it.
Rex, long time or. Like,
No. Is
like
anything,
the usher is gonna catch us like pretty soon.
Does anything take that long? No, it was. I mean,
Viagra.
It could have gone more smoothly, if you know what I'm saying.
Spit on the hand.
But whatever. What? I mean, she gave. She gave us her best shot.
If you had untied her hands, had a range of motion. But you know.
Let's see what is next. TFC's Ironhide. Now this is the one that's kind of the hot topic right now in the old old boards and threads and so on and so forth.
I am sold on it.
Monkey Man.
It's just too bad the feet is small, but
my man said small. Well, I got a couple beats with it. I think it looks good. I mean, let me prerequisite by saying, I think it looks good. I think the shoulders are a little big. I love the digibashes that people have done where they've shrunk the shoulders. I think that like immediately makes it for some reason, proportion wise, just looks 1,000 times better.
It's because he looks very ape like prior to doing that.
Exactly.
It's a very small waist down for super broad shoulders. You know.
Yeah. Yep. I'm hoping that those screw holes will be covered somehow, some way, or at least they'll give you the bits to cover them, because iGear has done that in the past, I think. Other companies have, but I don't think TFC has, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah, they did with the Superion butts.
There you go.
Didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
I thought they did.
Didn't they give you a silver bolt? Wasn't it for him?
I thought one of them had some kind of bits to go in.
I think it's still. I thought it's silver bolt.
I just can't remember.
Yeah,
that sounds right. So I hope they do something for that. I think these look great, but me personally, they don't look good enough for me to trade up my iGear ones. And that's kind of where.
Well, TFC, TFC, their bots have been lacking. In my opinion,
I'm surprised.
I like.
What were you saying, Greg?
I was gonna say, like, I like my Hercules and I like my Uranus for what it is. I hate Silverbolt, fucking hate him. But I like my Uranus. But I mean, I'm singing the same songs as everybody else. But like, I bought the Reflector, which I guess is technically a combiner. But like that thing, like the camera mode was awesome because it was like a real life camera, like camera. But man, those fucking bots, dude, they were just like, what's the word you like to use? Hateful? They were hateful.
Yeah. But they just didn't look like Reflector, like, at all.
Yeah. And like, but like they weren't even good. And like, I typically like most of the Hercules bots, but they're definitely like not. I mean, granted, they're what, 4-year-old designs, 5-year-old designs, but like, then they did Terranus, and then like, even with the TFC ones, like, I don't know, or not the TFC, excuse me, the Defensor ones. I just don't know if I just don't know. I just don't know. I'm skeptical. It looks good. I mean, it looks good, but all we've really seen are the Digibashes. I mean, we've seen the prototype, which, like I said, looks pre-shot in the chest, which I guess is, like, screen accurate, but...
I like the face sculpt.
Yeah, I like that. I like the height that these guys have compared to MP10. Like, I feel like they are a little bit better than the iGear ones when it's all said and done. And that's the one thing that kind of draws me to them. Like, I love the iGear ones. I think they're great toys, but I wouldn't mind having a slightly bigger representation of those characters on my shelf. I actually like the van mode of these guys, I think, a little bit better than the iGear because they're a little bit closer to the G1.
See, now I'm going to stop you right there. Because because I feel like I think that you are correct. I agree with you. But that's the same argument that I have with Masterpiece B and Toy World B. And it doesn't seem like you're on the same side of that argument there.
Well, I don't know. I like the Nissan Venet, that's all. I mean, that's what I'm kind of looking for, is closer to the Nissan Venet thing, which is a real van. So, I don't know.
But you think that this one looks more like a real van than the iGear one?
No, I think it just ends up looking closer to the actual Nissan than the iGear one does.
I thought you were saying you thought it looked closer to the G1 cartoon.
Because as far as Bobby's concerned, the G1 is the real one. That was the real world fucking man.
That is true. Okay, I misunderstood what you were saying. Never mind.
So, I don't know. I like these guys. I hope that iGear sees these Digibashes with the smaller shoulders and goes ahead and does it that way. Because I think, whatever company it is.
TFC ain't making no changes.
Yeah. So, I hope they do, but, you know, that's going to be wishful thinking, I think.
At least there's one thing you can count on, it's having a strong ratchet.
Nowadays you can. But, I mean, I wouldn't say that's always the case. I mean, they've had some weaker ratchets. I mean, the Uranus ratchets, needed to be tightened up. Yeah. But, these Protectobot ratchets are all stellar, in my opinion.
I think I'm gonna get this guy. I like him.
Good for you, Matt. Hail third party.
I like the shoulders. Y'all are talking about the shoulders and the head sculpt looks nice. Like Justin, I really agree with Justin. The van mode, it looks pretty sweet. It's spot on to me. I like it. I think I'm gonna get him.
Actually, bugs me a little bit about this figure. And Bobby, I think you can probably agree with me here. We paid how much money to go to Chicago like a month ago?
Yeah,
and didn't hear shit about it. And then, like, all of a sudden, we're getting, like, fucking all these images and shit, like, after the fucking fact.
Yeah, they saved it for whatever. This was the ING something. That was the name of this, like, conference. And I don't know what that's about. If anybody knows what the ING thing is all about, please leave it in the comments and inform me. I'm pretty sure I could Google it, but I'm just going to get my mat on and not do it.
On a scale of 1 to America, how free are you tonight, Bobby?
America!
I'm always free. But yeah,
colors don't fucking ruin.
Hell no. But yeah, I think this looks good. I'm interested in it. I'm just not interested enough to switch up, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I can understand that.
You know, if this thing would have came out and would have just like, I didn't have to say, you know, I wish those shoulders were this, or I wish that was that. If I didn't have to say that, I'd probably switch up. But
You say TFC Ironhide is kind of like gays being able to get married, Like, you're all right behind the idea. You think it looks all right on paper, but you don't know if you really want to make that that change in opinion.
No, no, no. I'm okay with I'm more okay. I'm more okay with gays getting married than I am with switching up.
Oh, that was a that was the answer I wanted.
Also, wait. So,
what do you mean by switching up?
Right.
He likes it in the ass.
Right.
I checked the Superion, and at least whatever his name. Damn it! Why can't I think of it? Firefly. He's got little things that went into the holes to fill them up. So, yeah.
There's a lot of talk about gays filling up holes. Filling up. And,
yep. I know.
But yeah, no, it sounded right to me. It seemed to, but I think I might need to go back. I don't think I ever did that.
Who wants to touch my penis?
One thing that was at that show that I don't think is in the show notes, and I'm not on the show notes at the moment, is the they showed images of the prototype of X-Transpot Scourge.
Oh,
did anyone see that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I saw it. I forgot to put that in there. Well, I did have it in there.
Oh, you did? I didn't see it. Anyway, it's not a big deal. But
yeah.
For those that have seen it, how do you feel about it?
I like it.
It's so far.
It scares the shit out of me.
It's too early.
Something is off.
Something is. It looks. It doesn't look stable.
It looks like a shell.
It looks like Ollie. Not Ollie the way that they posed him in the pictures, but Ollie the way that he poses on my shelf.
Don't compare that shit to Ollie. Man, come on now.
I'm telling you.
Compare it to Ollie. They're the same company.
Same company.
I mean, there's definitely reasons why you would compare it.
Well, that will fucking suck then, because I was really looking forward to Scourge, so.
And I mean, I don't know. You know, I'm not saying it for a fact. I'm just saying that the things that it just looked like. I mean, and I know it's just a prototype. I know all these things. I'm just saying that, like, when I looked at it, I was like, "Oh no, I didn't get that warm, fuzzy feeling that I would have liked to have gotten."
I haven't liked anything about this from the get go.
Oh, really?
No, not at all. I don't like the way it looks. What'd you say, Antoine?
I was saying, check out the chat with the picture.
Okay. Antoine put the Masterpiece Scourge in the chat, Justin, if you haven't seen it.
Okay. I can't. If I click the chat, I'm going to...
You've seen it, though, right?
Crash. No, I've seen it, yeah.
I haven't until just now.
No, I'm sorry.
But,
it's just too rounded, like...
Yeah, he doesn't look very good. Something looks...
Yeah, I just... Like, that cape...
It looks like Play-Doh.
It looks like fucking
when I look at this, it reminds me of the scene from Ghost where they're doing the Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze.
Yeah,
it looks like
fucking they just mold a scourge, all
textured. Like, this thing's made out of sandstone.
Imagine that.
God dang, I had such high hopes for this one too. Shit, I hope he looks. Yeah. I hope he gets better. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll have to wait for like 3 months after he comes out for somebody to review him that isn't gonna fucking blow smoke up our ass.
Right. He's awesome.
Yep.
So he's probably at the Megatron or something.
And I'm sponsored by BTS. You suck a ball.
Yeah. Here's the link, and he's awesome.
He's more exact.
I love him. Oh shit, he just fell over.
Okay. Yeah, he just fell over, but don't look, that's he's never awesome, happened. Though. It's never happened before.
Yeah, it only happens when I get him on camera. Go figure.
Oh shit, I think I just farted on it. Okay.
Yeah. I think is it possible that this figure could have just farted? That's never happened before.
No. I promise. Oh shit.
Justin, take one for the team.
Yeah, Justin, your card got
pulled.
It's your turn.
You didn't get Ollie.
Can't do it.
Well,
okay. And then, lastly, in third party news, bad news for Yule. It looks like another third party. Well, I mean, we've seen this company before, but it looks like they're getting ready to release one. A G Creation Sludge final product images. And I think he looks okay in robot mode. I like the head sculpt a lot, but I hate how they put the G1 toy aesthetic on his dinosaur head.
Did Toy World change their name to G Creations?
I mean, I don't. This one.
If not, I don't give a shit. I only want one set of Masterpiece or third party Dinobots.
And you mean Fans Toys then? Because you're not in on.
What did I say? Did I say Toy World?
Yeah, you said Toy World.
You worried me for a second there.
Bobby knew what I meant.
I think you meant Hasbro.
Yes, Hasbro.
Well,
yeah.
That's definitely not what was meant. So
I think that's what he said, Justin. I think he said Hasbro.
Oh God!
Well, I think you get your ears checked.
Toy World, Fans Toys, it's all the same.
It's a neat concept, that little, you know, the G1 thing, but it doesn't look right on this. No. He looks full tarred. Yeah.
Now, do we have the Planet X just drop one too? Or am I mistaken?
Yes, they dropped their sludge, so to speak.
Yeah, and they were.
Is that what they call it now? Drop a deuce? They call it drop a sludge.
Drop an ollie.
Dropping ollie.
They also show images of their Snarl figure, Planet X.
Yeah, but we saw that. We talked about that at some other time, because I remember I was telling Justin how I liked the spikes and he hated the spikes.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this G Creations guy looks bad, but again,
I don't either.
Like you said, you know, I only have room for one. Well, that's not true. I'm going in on two.
Wow.
But outside of the Masterpiece ones, the only other ones I have room for are the Fans Project ones for my collection.
I only have room for them right now. their number might come up. Depends on how this Kubar works out.
Looks good.
Looks good. So did Sludge. Yeah. I didn't care for Sludge.
That sucks too, man. The Sludge is one of those, you know, you don't have a lot of, to compare. I mean, now before, nobody made Sludge.
Yeah.
Everybody hated Sludge. Poor Sludge.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I there's some nitpicky thing. I think they're like the colors and stuff like look fairly decent. It's almost, you know, I was talking to somebody in a chat recently, and we were talking about Hotspot, and he said something that really resonated with me, and it's kind of how I feel with this, that it's G1 to a fault. And that's kind of how I feel with this one. It's like they tried to, you know, to make it so reminiscent of the G1 that it ended up hurting it instead of helping it.
Well, that's kind of what G Creations have been going for from the other ones we've seen, right? Is super G1 toys.
I think this is the first one we saw, though, isn't it?
No, the first one was the
I don't know. There's so many fucking out there. I don't know which one's which.
This is the first one, and then they showed the combined mode of it.
Yeah.
I thought they showed paddles before they showed this.
No, that was Mechaform.
Didn't they show Grimlock 2 or something? The GQ?
No, that's Toy World.
You're right. Okay, so this is.
Jesus.
Okay, well, let me. Oh, wait, this is Mechaform. See, even when you go to the actual, you know what? I typed in G Creations, and I typed, what did I put in? No, just G Creations. I put into Google, and popped up on the page that is showing Mechaform, courtesy of someone who steals my pictures all the time and listens and corrects me. Yeah. So, never mind. I don't know why you would post that there. But, okay, moving on, whatever.
Justin, you're the best.
I know.
I like
him. He's one of my first. Hey, Justin, are you coming over this weekend or what?
No.
God damn it.
Do that after.
I'm coming over, big boy.
I was going to tell you, Jesus is killing me. I went to the dentist, so, you know.
Matt, you're welcome to come over, but.
I know.
So, great news for Matt.
About fucking time, too.
The time has finally come for him to get that all gold, high octane, Age of Extinction he's always wanted.
Fuck. Pre-order.
And it's a lucky draw, so it's going to be like a gazillion dollars.
Fuck yeah. That's why I got my second job. Right here. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Somebody said, imagine if it had been an MP Bumblebee instead with a new head sculpt.
Oh, no.
That's funny.
I'm going to read some of these comments because nothing's going to be better than these comments. So, see, people could kill me, man. Like, B looks great. I dig it. Somebody said, why even Bumblebee at all? And the next person said, why not?
Yeah, why not?
I have learned a long time ago that some people have no taste or class. And, you know, like Obama's daughters, no class. What else?
Oh, what
the fuck? People that fucking said that Linkin Park Soundwave looked good. But how many fucking pictures do you see people posting of that Linkin Park Soundwave?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I got that shit in my pile of loot. Fuck you, Greg.
Do you really?
No.
Okay, good. I was going to say. I was about to disown your ass.
Oh, you've disowned my ass every week.
That's dishonor your ass. Oh. Not disown.
Wow.
How much is this motherfucker going to be?
Wait,
well, again, he's a lucky draw.
He's a lucky draw, so.
Yeah,
going to be a lot.
A lot too much.
Yeah, I don't even know if you'd be able to pre-order that anywhere. Like, isn't it just exactly what it sounds like? Like, you buy something and
sometimes you have to enter a contest like through a magazine or something, and then then they call your name out or something, or number out or something like that.
BBCS always somehow gets like 4 or 5, and then they pass the savings on to you.
They do. Hope it's on a Black Friday next year. I'm gonna get it.
I don't even know where to begin.
I barely like that toy for $10.
This is a fan problem. Like, that fans like want this. Like, this is just an element of the fandom that I do not understand. Yeah. How they can just go solid gold, like perfect. You know, if I was Takara, I'll be honest. Like, if I was Takara, I'd have one every month.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it'd be like, oh, here's the all red version. It's the Valentine's Day special. Get it all month of February. Here is the green one. It's the St. Patty's Day special. You can have this all month, all green. You'll love it.
But you retool a goddamn third-party toy and charge half the price. And they'll get up in your ass.
Yeah.
Can I say something about repaints and shit just right now while we're on it? Just because I've been thinking about it and I didn't know how to fit it in. So I've been back on the Angry Birds Transformers kick the last couple of days. You know, whatever. I've been logging in some hours, or some minutes, I should say. And I've got to another level of characters to get. And I noticed they're repaints, like Sound Blaster and shit like that. Have you been playing it, Justin?
I did until I unlocked. Well, through ways, I got the cash to unlock every area and saw that everybody is a bunch of repaints. Like, there's no Jazz, there's no RC.
There is a Jazz.
If you buy it, right?
Do you have to buy it? I don't know.
Yeah, I've seen Jazz, and I think you have to buy one of those little pod things, because he's certainly not unlockable on my map.
I'm sure you can get around it with cash, but anyway.
Not yet, you can't, at least.
Or with cheating, rather. I didn't mean cash, but cheating. I was implying cheating, but I said cash, but anyway. Yeah. Well, did you get... I got Sentinel Prime, because he's just like Heatwave, and it's just so funny. Have you gotten him yet? And they do that little thing where, like, Bumblebee looks back and forth and he grabs the black paint and starts repainting fucking Sentinel Prime.
Yeah. And there's like, three or four Optimuses. Like, yeah, it's just stupid. I stopped playing it because of that.
I just have Optimus and Ultra Magnus because my Ultra Magnus should be a white Prime. Because, you know, class.
Anyway.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up the repainting thing. I thought was cute. I didn't mean to ruffle any feathers.
No, I deleted
from all this Hasbro talk.
Yeah, I deleted my Angry Birds off my phone. Like, I had it, I played it once, and I deleted it.
it's fun. I'll enjoy it.
I'm not a big fan of cell phone games. Like it's been very rare that I find one that I enjoy. There's just so god, like the new mobile stuff, like the old ones where they had like a, you know, you could use like your directional pad for like a
Snake.
Well, yeah, well, I even like that more, but like the that little like the flip phone era games, I liked. But like, I think the only game that I have on my cell phone right now is Scramble with Friends. And I challenge anybody. I wish a motherfucker.
Oh, Words with Friends.
No, it's not Words with Friends. It's a Scramble. It's like Boggle. And if anybody thinks they have the balls, you know how to find. You know how to find me. Because I go big time on that game. But anyway, Transformers RID. More good news. More good news. The one step thing gonna continue.
Shout out to
Rob Springer. It is like it's like Christmas came early.
Yep. I was gonna say, and, getting out of my stocking already.
Maybe you'll be sitting in your room bathing in the glow of your Grimlock nightlight. You know, like it should be pretty easy to transform these guys. You won't.
Hey, you know what? You can suck my fucking balls. I like my fucking nightlight.
Have you got that thing hung yet or what?
No, I don't need it hung.
Lazy motherfucker, man.
Motherfucker, I am. Suck a ball.
That's just the answer to everything.
You know what? Suck a one changer, motherfucker.
Yes, the new Matt.
How many steel jaws do you have, Matt?
How many balls do I have? Two. Thank you.
How many steel jaws I get?
I ain't found them yet, man. But when I find them, I'll get some.
He's getting that that new year, new me shit going a little early.
Yeah,
I'm getting fucking up.
I hate these things.
I'm getting underbought, man.
And like, aside from Rob Springer, like I don't know anybody who has enjoyed them or that even has said like my kid really enjoys them. You know, most of the people that I've seen, like, you know, in the groups, so like, you know, threads that I'd never be interested enough to fucking comment on, but they're worth like a look over. Wow. Is most of them saying, like, you know, I bought this one-step changer for my three-year-old. My three-year-old got bored with it in 2 minutes. Like,
meanwhile, Matt Baldwin fucking spread eagle on the floor, leaned up against the wall.
Right, but I mean, I guess they're successful because if they weren't, why would they continue to do them?
Hasbro. Hasbro can do what they want.
Was that his comment?
I just don't. Whatever. More power to them.
You know what? Repaint these in gold. That's all I'm saying. Fucking lucky draw one step changers.
Oh, there ain't no doubt about it.
Images of RID Grimlock in package. It's about to get there.
There's no doubt about it. Let's see what else we got. So we got a Dark of the Moon Bumblebee statue, which actually looks pretty amazing in contrast to the other Hasbro shit we've been looking at. It says statue. Except it's a statue. So, but if you're like a huge fan of the character, I mean, it's an awesome looking Bumblebee. If you're not worried about your Transformers transforming, and it's posable too.
It's not even a statue. Does it light up anywhere? Badass. Once they take like the toy gimmick out of it or the toy aspect.
Yeah.
Like they can make the designs look awesome if they don't have to turn anything. But man, the minute they have to. To something, it's fucking shit hanging off of them every which way and left.
That's true. And what's also like, this is more like a, like, this looks like a high end action figure, you know what I mean? Like, more so than a statue. So like, I can actually see the appeal of this more than, you know, the statue, but you know, it's still not for me. It's like, I'm sure it's hundreds of dollars,
but you can't make a fucking goddamn good looking transforming version for that,
exactly. Exactly, and it's because it's licensed, you know. Because so they can't have them transform it, because I'm sure some of these high end companies like that are out there would fucking jump at the chance for this license, you know, and to really, like, you know, go balls to the wall and fucking have their way with it, you know. Like I'm sure they jump at the chance, but
maybe, you know, they can put some nice lights in it, and then it'll be a nice nightlight, and
or, you know, or maybe, you know what. You know, y'all jump on the fucking one changers and shit and everything, you know, that costs maybe $8. But but you got the shit like the fucking Ollie, and you got fucking these fucking clones that cost fucking hundreds of dollars that people go pay for this bullshit. But then y'all won't make fun of fucking one-step changers and fucking statues. That statue looks fucking good. I would buy that statue before I fucking Ollie any fucking day.
And I would say that was the right move, but that also, that statue is not a statue, it's an action figure. But we're calling the clones a piece of shit too, man.
No. Y'all give passes to third party. When it's shit, y'all make fun of it, but y'all don't, really make fun of it.
Now, Hasbro, bullshit.
God damn, if Hasbro comes up with some shit, oh my God, I have to hear it for fucking 30 minutes.
I hope to go back to today's episode where we ripped on the clones.
They got a tap in the ass. That's all they got. They got a little tap in the ass. That's all they got. My God, Hasbro fucking sucks as always.
That's the intro. One-step conversion.
Matt, let's go back to fucking Ollie and the fucking twins. Let's go. Come on.
Matt, I tried to turn the word Ollie into a slang term for feces.
Yep.
Did you?
Yeah. I tried. You know, like, I'm not giving shit a pass. The thing is X-Transbots has made one piece of shit, in my opinion.
Yeah, $80 worth of shit.
No, it wasn't $80. Let's not get ridiculous. Let's call a spade a spade. If we're gonna be honest, then let's be honest about it. Okay.
How much was
it? Retailed for $60, I believe, and I got mine for $50.
Isn't spade a racist term, Bobby?
You got a good deal on.
And it's worthless. It's a piece of shit. It's trash. So I'm okay with calling it such. But that's one piece of trash. Of three products, and the other two have been acceptable. They haven't been amazing. They haven't been, you know, stellar, but they've been – one was better than the other, and they were both fair. Okay? We're talking about we're just talking about three things that Hasbro has had to share this week. And this Bumblebee looks amazing. I said it looks amazing. Okay? But the other stuff looks like an alley in Bangladesh. Okay. And I'm just being honest about that.
Bobby, is there any such thing as a perfect toy?
I don't think so.
Perfect toy.
Have we had a discussion about the perfect toy?
Yeah, you say that all the time. That's what I was referencing.
Yeah, I say that all the time. Like I say I'm not sure if
every time you trash Hasbro, like Matt's like, man, why has there got to be a perfect toy? Why has everything got to be good and perfect?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I do it for the ratings, Greg. For the ratings.
You know, I'm talking about that real tight, like, take the job. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I had a pipe in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But is there a perfect toy?
Phil Rex is pretty goddamn close.
There's a lot of stuff that's really close. Like, I would say, like, I want to say. Now, I haven't messed with it in a long time, but I want to say that MP10 is fucking perfect.
This goddamn Brainstorm could be perfect if they'd fucking put a little bit more paint on it and give that Headmaster some proper fucking joints. There, I said it. That's a new Hasbro toy, too.
There, I said it. I said it about MP10. I think that let me try what to about, think if I can.
Bobby, not an adult.
The third party six shot, not Hexatron, but or is it Hexatron?
Yeah, I don't think Hexatron's perfect. I think he's damn near.
I think he's good, but yeah.
I wish that Hexatron had more paint.
He's an MP10.
I wish that all fucking, MMC stuff came with more paint. That's my big gripe with MMC is that they're obviously not really into paint. It's like not their thing.
Huh.
I would say that MP10, I think that Feral Rex is really close. I think that, I think Masterpiece Soundwave might be perfect. I'm trying to think of anything that, that's a fucking awesome unit.
Yeah.
um, Let me see what else. I don't know if anything else is jumping right to mind. Does anything jump to you, Justin? Perfect toy.
I don't know. I would say the masterpieces. They, you know, just like you said. I don't know. MP10. I was trying to think if I think he's perfect. I think he's a little bit fragile in some places. So I don't know. He's real close.
Yeah.
The fingers popping off. Is what gets me.
Yeah, if I go to, well, that, and you got to watch out for the panels of the truck that swivel around with the headlights on them.
Yeah.
If they make any kind of squeaking, you probably should lubricate them because they easily break.
Skate.
I was waiting.
Third party perfect toy. I'd have to think a little, I guess, on that one.
I would thought you would say G1 Wheelie.
We're talking about moving parts, so.
That's a good question. Is there a third party perfect? Is there a perfect third party toy?
Yeah, the Quickwave.
Yes.
No, there is no.
Close.
I would get it. No, because of that hose. Because that hose, Antoine.
But they made a fix.
For it. Yes, but then it doesn't light up. Like it's not perfect. Like it's like 99%. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But how often? No. But you hate electronics in your toys.
I do, but I'm still saying it's a failure. Like, it was something that they intended to do and they failed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I gotta say, with that toy, when I got the thing, I'm like, great, I can put this hose fix in place, and then I'll just, oh, you can't put the electronics in? I'm like, well, that kind of sucks. You know? I didn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
But
I would say he's damn near.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Mm. Yeah. Anything else? Anything else?
What about Scoria?
Scoria, like, it's just that one shoulder joint for me.
Yeah, it's part of him.
I think Scoria almost perfect too for me. I like him a lot.
Matt, now listen to what you just said. What was the first couple words that you just said? I think Scoria is.
Fucking good.
Almost no. Perfect.
You said almost perfect. And I agree with that. But we're talking about perfect.
For me, perfect. With Scoria, it's the fact that the sword doesn't really fit the hand properly without having that weird like angle to it. That bugs me.
And
the wobbly tip on the gun. Didn't like that particularly.
Yep. I don't think there's a perfect toy. I don't think they're a perfect Transformer.
I don't know. I don't think
there ever will be.
Masterpiece Soundwave is pretty fucking perfect.
Yeah.
You don't find nothing in
water at all.
Not on the Takara one.
Yeah, no, I haven't had
that. Reveal the Shield Optimus is pretty good. But he's more upgrade than man now. So he's pretty much a third party toy. I was going for a fucking Obi-Wan talking about Darth Vader moment there, and I couldn't really think of an appropriate. That was just on the fly, sorry. I could do better if you gave me a shot.
No, that was good. Were you gonna bring up another one, Justin or Antoine? I feel like one of you were getting ready to say another.
Yeah, I was saying what about Warden?
No.
I don't.
He's a great toy. He's a great toy, but not perfect. No, yeah. not even close to being perfect.
No, if he's 2 feet tall, he'd be perfect.
Yeah. If I had to pick one,
I love Warden. Yeah, Antoine, don't get me wrong. I was talking
about the
Master
Chief.
Wait. Fucking Justin was going to say if he had to pick his perfect one.
Yeah, if I had to pick one, I'd go with the Fans Project Brainstorm. It's everything I want in a little Headmaster Brainstorm. So,
I thought about saying that, but I'm holding the Hasbro in my hand. I didn't want to think I was cheating.
I like the MP Coronation Starscream.
Yeah.
I think the MP jets are spot on.
Yeah, the only thing with the jets that bothers me is something seems, it's not really them. it's like it's not you, it's me. You know, it's something about it's something about their size in relationship to the car size. It's like it's not their fault, but they're like they're guilty by association.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's not a big deal to me. The size thing's not really a big deal to me, but to you. But yeah, but I
think the coordination is so extreme. I do too, and it's not a huge deal to me. But like, you know, that perfection, that's a big word. You know what I mean?
Like,
oh, practice. Yeah.
Would you say, Greg?
Well, first I said like retarded kids, and then I said like crack babies.
Jesus Christ.
It's not your fault, but there's a little something off about you. Just give them a you had nothing to do with it, but you're kind of bothering me, so.
The, what else would I like? What's trying to think what I would.
Mastermind Azalea. Perfect toy.
Oh my
God. We know when we say perfect toy. I like
Azalea, except for the lack of paint. Like, I had no. Once I figured out how to transform it, no problems. Mm-hmm. Back and forth.
When we go back to something, every time we say a perfect transformer, it always usually leads to MPs.
Yeah. And guess what all of our favorite line is?
Yeah.
Is that weird?
God, that damn! I hope that bone be. God damn it!
Yeah, see the MP thing. That's what's scary. Is that like, you know, the thing that we've been like, you know, like we've even said I made the comment when Toy World. I don't know if it was on this show or another one, but like when Toy World revealed that B, it was after the MP said they were doing theirs, and I made the comment like, what are they thinking? Like you know, playing in the playground is fun, but when Daddy comes home, it's time to clean up.
That's exactly what you said too. That's exactly what the fuck you said.
And now it's like, well, shit, maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, because you know, we had our doubts about Bumblebee, and you know, Ultraman is coming up now. Star Saber, I think that's going to put them back up.
Yeah,
you know,
Star Saber might.
But it's just what's after Star Saber. What's going to be after that. Now, if they do the Megatron thing, you know, that still they'll still be, you know, the best line, you know, and everything. But it's just, you know, what's coming up. You know, I want to know what's coming up.
You know what
if Star Saber.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, if Star Saber had a gimmick, you know how the MPE Grimlock did, where you like squat him and his head shakes back and forth? If MP Star Saber had a gimmick where you could like squat him and his head would shake back and forth, like in the outro to Victory, you know what I'm talking about, Bobby.
yeah.
That shit would be awesome. And he's just like, nope. Nope. Never snuck food. Nope.
In general, and you know, we're going to get into this in a later show this month. I'm really excited about some of the shows we got coming this month because we got our year-end wrap-up stuff and we got like, you know, we got some big stuff. But like, in general, next year, I need to see more Decepticons.
Because
my fucking Autobot shelves are, like, filling up. And my Decepticon shelves are like, oh, I can spread them out a little bit further and kind of sell it.
Yeah, with all the cards and all the stuff and everything coming out, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, like, I need to see more MP Decepticons that don't turn into jets.
Yeah, when my team...
Well, the rumored next ones are, you know, they said what, Megatron, I think Cyclonus or Scourge?
Galvatron is the rumor.
Galvatron. So you might, you know, right. You might actually see more Decepticons.
That would hopefully be nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Would you say, Antoine?
Well, I want Cyclonus with it. I mean, if I'm getting Galvatron Scourge, I want to put Cyclonus.
You know what I was going to say? You said Reflector, Antoine?
Yeah.
It's funny you say that because what I was going to say when we were talking about perfect third-party figures. If fucking Perfect Effect would have that, if they would have made that Reflector set a lot bigger, a deluxe size, maybe even like a full deluxe.
Oh yeah,
like if they would have made like a full deluxe and it had been the same quality plastic and the same everything, like that might have gone in my perfect figure category because that set is amazing.
It's just a fun set. I mean, that's
it's just small as shit.
And you got all the little knobs and shit. You got all that shit. Just
there's just
everything,
so much.
Everything connects to each other. Yeah.
When that thing came out, though, you got to think. Like, when that came out, it didn't matter what size it was. Like, that was, like, as far as third party, you had that. What you have when that came out? Like, you were still my name was Southern coming out. You were still dealing with your fucking X-Transbots.
Add-on
kit. What was some of the fucking Power Glide and, like.
Yeah, well,
Black-ass shit.
The iGear minibots hadn't even they hadn't even come out yet. Like the UFO in them. It was just the Rager that was out.
Oh yeah, the Rager and the fucking the Braun kit was out, I think, wasn't it?
It was the Braun might have been out.
Coming out. But yeah, like when that shit came out. And you look at that Rager, that was what? Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 moving parts?
Yeah.
14 moving parts. And then you got this motherfucker that's got like knives and guns and fucking like clips to hold the knives on and a riot shield. Fuck yeah, dude, that shit's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you had a sniper. You had a sniper rifle too and shit.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, exactly. And if they would have, if that would have been like a full size thing and still kept its like standard of quality and everything, that would have been. I think that would have gone in my perfect category.
That's the thing. If fucking Perfect Effect, like if those guys would stop driving fucking trash trucks in fucking China and like just go to making toys full time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we'd have some cool shit. But like what do we get for Perfect Effect? We get like one a year. And like maybe. It's fucking awesome, but like, you know. I mean, like, Warden was solid. I think
Justin has gotten most of their stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. I've got most of it.
I'd buy the fucking I'd buy the Black Arachne if it was a little bit bigger.
Yeah, she looks amazing.
Yeah, she's falling further from the perfect part though.
Right. No, I wouldn't put her in the perfect. I mean, I remember like that was one of my like I'm not tugging you off here or anything, but that was one of my favorite reviews of yours. Like I watched that, like I was really interested to see how it all happened. You laid it out really well, and I remember thinking to myself like, damn, like this is there's too much going on here for it to be perfect, but damned if they didn't try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely a figure that it looks nice, and if you choose to put some of the stuff back in the box, I think it's beneficial to the figure.
Yeah.
Well, but, that's a lot of Perfect Effect. Like I like their rewinds. Like I think that's a good rewind, but I do hope they make a proper sized official IDW rewind. And the way I'm going to pose it is holding the Perfect Effect one, like the Scorpion Friendship from Mortal Kombat 3. You know what I'm talking about, Bobby?
Yeah.
It's not funny at all. Damn, you're such a fucking nerd.
Whatever.
Oh my god. Whatever. Matt, your belly button's a nerd.
I know it is. I look like a roly poly.
Dude, when you said that, I was laughing. I was like, man, I was like, I think maybe the best thing I ever did was tell you that you were funny, Matt. Because ever since I've said that, you've been on.
I'm sorry.
What if
maybe you were just sleepy.
It's the best thing ever.
I know.
Let's not raise Matt's self-esteem. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
Almost get me back down, Greg. Come on.
What if Perfect Effect made a combiner? Who would you want Perfect Effect to make? They like making small shit. What if they made a fucking Instructor?
I don't know.
I want somebody proper to the
Seacons. That's right. They never even made a combiner.
You don't think they would make it proper, though?
Yeah, but I don't want it to be fucking deluxe size. Like, I want it to be fucking, like, balls out, tentacles and shit hanging out everywhere. I love Seacons. That's, like, my favorite. And that's just...
They could do the Pretender one.
Mestructor.
He's small.
Yeah, thing I said, yeah.
That was what he said.
Well, Advanced Project's making that Dino King, which is the same thing.
Nobody can see it. Nobody touch it.
Yeah.
Except that first row of people.
We did get some questions from our good friend James. Did we have any Black Friday luck?
Nope.
I didn't go outside, so.
I fucking did.
Oh, I take that back.
Oh, you got the TV.
Fuck yeah.
Mm. Justin.
America.
I drove back to Pennsylvania and managed to avoid getting sideswiped, so that's pretty lucky.
That's all. I almost got the die stacks.
Really? Oh, yeah, for $119?
No, it was $100.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And I almost bid on it. I came home the day, like I worked Thanksgiving and I came home Black Friday, and that's when the deal hit. And I actually literally had a $100 bill in my pocket, and I even said to my wife, I was like, I'm thinking about getting, but I don't think I said the name because I think I was subconsciously trying to put it on her Christmas list for me. But I don't think
you're making the right decision.
No, she didn't. She kind of ignored it. So I was like, oh, maybe it's not a good idea. But I, just to like have a chance to mess around with the mold and you know, I'm going to get the Masterpiece Ultra Magnus. So just to have like a different looking representation, you know, I was seriously contemplating it, but I didn't. I ended up getting, I got a Star Wars 3¾ figure and I got the Toys R Us 3-pack G.I. Joe. It's got like Beachhead and a Viper. Oh, yeah. And,
got a bunch of movies too, man.
Good job. So, yeah, I got a shit ton of movies.
Yeah. By the way, Adele said, nice way to spend Laura's money.
Just yeah.
I was like, mm. So.
The movie bit, like, I only, like, throughout the, I mean, this is getting off topic, but, like, throughout the year, I only buy the movies that, like I really, like, love. Like, you know, like, I'll buy, like, whatever.
Guardians Rise of the coming Planet. Out next week, so.
Yeah, shit like that. Like, the big Hollywood, like, comic book stuff, like, just for the collection, I'll buy those. But, like, I don't buy anything else movie-wise. But on Black Friday, I get, like, everything I can. Because it's all like $3. I don't think I paid more than $8 for any of those DVDs. Mm-hmm. So that was yeah. You know.
It's a good time to get movies.
Exactly. What else? I just want to make a quick comment. Somebody left a comment on our YouTube channel last week because we were talking about Australian money, and it's anybody listening that's in Australia. We're just fucking around.
Hey, mate.
Because we're just fucking around.
Fucking like, koala bear.
Can we thank you for Outback Steakhouse first and foremost?
Oh,
and,
fuck yeah, can we? God damn, they're fucking their steaks.
I should. Thank them on my backland.
I didn't know okay. that. I didn't know much about Australian cuisine, but your cheese fries, oh, no, well done.
The way the you fry those gravy? Onions, oh my god,
well done.
The chocolate but gravy it, before you get the bread, y'all tried that shit. Get the chocolate gravy with the bread; it is fucking awesome.
Matt, you are on some fat boy shit, man. I could.
I am because I'm a fat ass.
Chocolate
the
gravy,
bread being bread. White Castle sliders.
Yeah.
Mm. But anyway, to anybody listening from any foreign lands, like if we make fun of your country, like we had Holson on. He's from one of those European
Sweden.
Countries that
Sweden, doesn't
get involved in combat. Sweden. Yeah, Sweden. Like he's from Sweden. And, you know, we love Holson to death and we make fun of Sweden. But we make fun of Sweden because we're American. If we were if we were Swedish, we'd make fun of Americans. That's just how we roll. It's all in good fun. We don't mean anything by it. With that being said, he said American money isn't worth anything because we were joking about the Australian money and that we weren't sure what that was in real money and so on and so forth. Just as a heads up, the American dollar is worth more than the Australian dollar. If you are Australian and got upset about that statement, our joke has now turned into reality. So,
dull jokes, folks.
So,
enjoy that $300 fucking masterpiece ass this morning.
Yeah, and our dollar's also kicking the yen's ass right now, so we're doing pretty well in Japan, too.
So, enjoy that masterpiece Ultra Magnus coming up next month for $129.
Right. Exactly. So, if anyone would be interested in touching the sweet taste of freedom, we don't really have a strong immigration system at the moment, so come on over. Yeah.
Suck my balls.
Also, real quick,
all you have to do here is try.
My buddy try. Cable said he knows it's not off topic, but you know the big news of the week, obviously in pop culture news, was the Star Wars trailer. If we had any thoughts about it,
I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen it yet, Antoine?
No, man. I know
they have
there.
A black stormtrooper.
Wait, what the fuck?
Wait,
stop. Stop. All units stand down.
Stand down, bitches.
You watched a Optimus
have review. Not seen.
Oh.
Wait. You watched an Optimus review of what was it, Masterpiece Bumblebee?
Yeah, what was it, five seconds?
And you have not seen the Star Wars teaser?
Take your nerd card out and fucking piss on it.
Okay. Antoine, I mean, hey, I can see it. I'll see it right now.
It's time to reevaluate your life.
So you probably haven't even seen the George Lucas Special Edition.
Which is awesome.
Which is amazing.
And have you seen the the J.J. Abrams Special Edition one?
I have not seen that myself.
Oh, that one's great too. I'll send it to you when
we go. Trade negotiations.
It's fantastic. So anyway, has everyone else seen it?
Yep.
Yeah. Pretty awesome.
It looks pretty awesome to me.
Lightsaber, that red lightsaber. Ooh.
Yeah, at first I thought that was goofy.
No, that looks sweet now.
But then, like, I watched it. I've probably watched it 1,000 times at this point. And
nerd.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a huge Star Wars nerd. Like, you know, like, and I don't.
Oh yeah, this. You have to. I mean, you have to.
How many kids do you have named after Star Wars?
One, just one. My oldest daughter, first name is after a Star Wars character, and her second name is after a Batman character, and my second daughter's name is just after a Batman character. But it's anyway,
been a boy, though.
Yeah, I'm still trying to. If it's a boy, my boy's name is going to be named Jason Wayne, and that's
it. Would have been Jason the Joker Skullface.
Matter of fact,
if I have a son, I'm going to name it
Jason
Ironhide.
The Joker to Skullface.
You've changed. You've now changed my opinion. I am going to now name it Jason the Joker. But here's I thought that red lightsaber was goofy, but I've watched it like 1,000 times now. The blade is rougher. It's not smooth like most lightsaber blades are. It's like all fucked up and rough, and it doesn't sound like your normal lightsaber. It sounds like an old car or something. It sounds old, and I'm hoping it's just some ancient weapon, like it's an ancient lightsaber that he has stumbled across. And that's why it looks more like
that. Shake blades.
How long in the quote unquote future of the future is this? Like, you know, maybe the art, like maybe he just like stumbled upon some ancient. I mean, you got to think it's got to have something to do with some of the books. Like, there's got to be
like
some
10 days after the last one, I think.
Well, it, Bobby, like I told you, like those little things on the side remind me of Family Guy Star Wars when he gets the Cracker Barrel gift box.
Yeah.
And he's like, look, a nice cheddar. And he has a little fucking cheese cutter lightsaber. And he's like, that was not pleasant at all. That's what I thought about when I saw the sides.
Have either of you guys seen the pictures people have been putting up with, like, like the lightsaber comes out and then like a whole like Swiss Army knife thing flips out and like
that Jesus menorah.
The menorah. Oh,
the one with Jesus and the green lightsaber?
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. Cross. But the funniest one that I've seen was somebody posted like they made like a really declarative comment, right? Like one of those like Facebook nerds that was like, I got their ass now, and made this super declarative comment that was like, for anybody that's calling it stupid, you obviously don't get it. And you clicked on this picture and it was a meme. And it said it said trilogy number one, and it had Vader with a single blade. And it said trilogy number two, and it had Darth Maul with a double blade. And then it said trilogy number three, and it had this guy with the three blades or whatever. And then somebody posted a picture right under it and said, and trilogy number 23, and had this one with, like, blades coming off. Which was pretty awesome.
Fucking nerds.
Oh, was it Grievous with his fucking million fucking arms of lightsabers?
Yeah, right, exactly. I loved how the stormtroopers look like a military unit now. Like they don't look like, you know, like they look like they're about business again, which is just nice to see.
I like how Jango Fett was riding with them in the carrier. That was pretty nice.
Yeah, that was fucking awesome. I love how he like pokes his head around, like, hey. Like,
I'm still here.
I love seeing the X Wings.
I look scared.
Like the X Wings over the water.
That was pretty sweet.
Like just seeing X-wings fly on like a planet is like just some shit we like haven't even really thought about before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they're always up in space and shit. It's like, do they actually work on planets?
I was gonna say something about the black guy looking scared. I wasn't just making some off comment, Antoine. I've heard rumors that like it's like in the script that guy is supposed to be a character from the original trilogy's son, a character who will not be appearing in the new trilogy.
Oh, really?
And I'm narrowing it down. I'm not profiling. I'm just saying there was only one black guy in the entire galaxy, and that was Lando Calrissian.
Yeah. Oh, 45.
Well, and that like people... is where you are wrong, because it is a trap.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
I saw this Star Wars meme recently, and it had Admiral Akbar holding a Frappuccino from Starbucks, and it said it's a frap.
Hey, we're talking more about Star Wars. I'm getting tired of this shit. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
And then, like,
how many Star Wars Transformers do you have?
13,000.
How many backups of that Han Solo fucking Chewbacca Falcon do you have in case it gets GPS and breaks?
I sleep with that one. Fuck you, Greg.
For me, just to see the Millennium Falcon fly again with, with like the Star Wars music behind it, that shit just fucking feels right.
It makes the nicks on your hairs, you know, back
it
of the.
It does. It just feels good. Like, yeah. I didn't know how I felt about it, like the teaser, because, you know, it's just a teaser and you're not supposed to get like the plot and all that. And like, I was thinking, like, I talked to Adam initially about it as a buddy of mine. He runs Beers and Boulders. You guys should check that out. But like, I was talking to Adam about it and like, he was like, man, it's a teaser. They don't really give away much. And in my head, I was like, man, fuck that. Like, initially, I was like, but then I was thinking, like, the Dark Knight teaser, it didn't even have any footage in it. It was just dialogue and the bat symbol. And I was like, they really did give a lot with this teaser without giving you really anything, obviously. Mm-hmm. But
you know that Millennium Falcon scene was like, that's like when you're out like in some strange town in a strange bar. And like, you don't quite know what's going on. And then Freebird comes on. And you're like, all right, I got this.
Freebird! You know,
like, just to take the joke out of that.
Oh, come on.
I know. But just to take the joke
out
of
it. That was from that.
And make it, like, super real. It is,
like... I think that'd be me.
It is, like, if you're at a strange place that you don't really know or understand, and all of a sudden, like, a friend who you haven't seen in years walks through the door, and you just know that from, like, the rest of the night, you got, like, a social atmosphere. Like, it just feels right.
Or, like, if you're at some bar, and they're like, what do you guys want to watch? And they're cycling through, like, football, baseball, basketball, fuck. And then Transformers comes on. And then they're like, oh, shit, let's watch this. I ain't seen this in fucking 25 years.
One thing I did think about, though, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Well, you know, like you said, the Leland Falconer thing. You know, I don't know y'all would joke about the movies and everything, but honest to God, when you first heard Optimus Prime speak, did the hairs on the back of your neck not stick up a little bit?
They did.
I mean, they did for me.
They didn't, and I'll tell you why. I was so turned off.
They did for me because you are not a true fan.
That may be true. But, like, I'll tell you what did, though. When I was watching Transformers for the first time, and that helicopter bad guy.
Blackout.
I don't remember.
Vortex?
Blackout.
Oh,
I was just being a dick. Vortex.
He transformed into a robot for the first time, and it played the sound made my hair stand up.
Yeah.
But then the rest of the movie just kind of went downhill from there.
You know what made my hair stand up in that movie? What's when that? They all fucking came down from Earth, like when they all came down to Earth and transformed.
Yeah, that's a great scene.
It wasn't
that's
proper
a great
at all. But just to fucking see them transform into robots like that, like on screen.
The music that came along with it too was really nice.
That was the highlight of that movie.
You know what made my hair stand up in Age of Extinction.
The hand job you got when you were watching
credits.
You know what made my hair stand up in the first one?
You know what? You know what? Fuck all y'all with the sick dick. I love the fucking movies. Damn it. I'm trying to make a point here that it's a great fucking movie.
That big ass bump of cocaine I had to take halfway through to keep myself awake.
In all seriousness, the thing about the Star Wars movie that's starting to worry me is, like, I came to the realization recently that this is going to be the first Star Wars movie that we don't fucking hear, like, the 20th Century Fox music before it. Mm-hmm. And that's going to kind of fuck with me.
Yeah. Because that shit goes fucking hand in hand.
It was made for it. Like, it changed the 20th Century Fox thing forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a long period of time I didn't think that that was anything else but Star Wars.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, so that's enough Star Wars talk. But yeah, we're excited about it, Mr. Cabin. You got a Boba Fett avatar, so I'm sure that you're excited to. Actually, Mr. Cabin,
there's never enough Star Wars talk, just to get that out there. That's my opinion. Never enough.
Look forward to Shattered Empire, our new Star Wars podcast that will be.
Hey, Star Wars podcast.
Yeah, I'm not afraid.
I love Star Wars.
But Mr. Cable, you are an enigma to me, sir, and I'm going to tell you why. You say mate an awful lot, which makes me think that perhaps you are British, or you're like an upper crust American that thinks it's clever.
Hey, Mike.
Secondly, Your name is Mr. Cable, which makes me think about X-Men.
X-Force.
Awesome.
True. But your avatar,
whatever. Same.
But your avatar is Boba Fett, and you seem to be involved in the Transformers community.
You are just fucking with Bobby. Shit.
So while
are you a nice nerd?
So while I love you to death, you confuse the piss out of me. So I'm going to need you to let me know your nationality, your main
your sexual interest. Preference. If you like a hand job, in the movie type. Theater.
But I
Bobby's very good at it from what we understand from earlier.
I'm very good at receiving. I'm a little bit better at receiving fellatio, but I'm okay at receiving a hand job as well. But I'm really good at receiving a blowjob. Like I'll give you like words of encouragement. I'll tell you what's right, what's wrong. I'm outstanding. I'm
one of the exact.
You'll stroke your hair.
Is this a proposition to Mr. Cable by Bobby?
I think it is.
No, I
hope he has long hair because you like the long hair.
I mean, he seems to have a lot in common with me, so I'd be willing to get up with him and figure out, what he's all about. Well, let me finish, Justin. Don't try to bogart my fucking joke. If one thing led to another, then that would just be what it was.
Absolutely. It happened. It happened.
Look, and now Antoine's stressed out. That's just how these things go. But Mr. Cable,
I fucking love this show.
Man. Mr. Cable, I'm fucking with you, buddy. I love you to death. But I do sit alone sometimes and wonder just what's your angle. But with that being said, let's get out of here. So
can we talk about Star Wars some more, please?
I'm down to talk about Star Wars. I can't talk about it tonight because I'm kind of in a rush. But you've got me thinking about a Star Wars podcast now. And I know
hand job.
And I know.
Gotcha.
I know another individual that would be down as well.
Dude, I want to do a Star Wars podcast. I'd love that shit.
Let's do it. So, shout out to Fear Corp. Shout out to the Chosen Hush. Prime.
Shout out to
Kuma Style. He's got his Utopia review up finally. Justin was looking forward to seeing that, and it is available. You can go to KumaStyleDesigns.com or his Facebook or, just about any Transformers page anywhere on Facebook and find a link for it. Shout out to Dub K Toys at www.dubktoys.com. And I am Ratchet and third party TF Crashers run by Yule, who is a king among men. And as well, you can check out TF Prototype on Facebook and his website. And I'm not sure what this is about. Darren?
Anybody?
Yeah, that was the guy he told me to copy
You actually fucked that up a little bit, but we'll talk about that in a minute. I meant to link him, but it's all good. It's all good. It's don't worry about it. But yeah, shout out to Darren. He's a new listener, I think. And shout out to you, buddy. You're a cool dude. So let me tell you where you can find us at. I just had to pull up.
Real quick, can I say something just real quick?
Yeah.
Since we're already derailed a little bit off the rhythm. Look forward to Shattered Death Star, which is going to be our Star Wars podcast every Wednesday.
Dude, I am so not afraid.
I'm not either. I'm just throwing it out there. They're going to want a podcast on Wednesday. Just saying. That's tomorrow.
Speaking of which, hey, what's your would you like to talk about your the Facebook page where they can find your plushies, Greg?
Nah, nobody cares about that shit. But it's K&G Toy Biz. Just look forward
there it
to
is.
Find it.
Search K&G Toy Biz. You can find out where Greg's plushies are, and they move. So he takes orders and all that, and they are little plushy Transformers.
If you consult the Force, you'll find my plushie. Actually, when the drugs wore off, you'll find my plushie. But just saying.
And check out the Cybertron Cafe as well. For your buying, trading, and all that. So make sure to subscribe to T2RX6 on YouTube.
Ant's got a new page. Hold on. I'm sorry. Do T2RX6. But then Ant's got a new page, too. What's that other?
What's the new page, Antoine?
Oh, yeah. The new page is Action Figures Unlimited, where you can pretty much buy, sell, trade all types of action figures from all genres.
There it is. So look up Action Figures Unlimited. I don't think I'm part of that yet. I got to join that. Subscribe to Oscar on YouTube at Oscar NJ Boy. He's got a lot of funny stuff on there. And
I love you, Oscar.
We all love you and we all miss you, and we need to figure out what's going on because we need you back. And feel free to subscribe to me too at YouTube/MythsAndHeroes, or you can just type in Skullface Transformers. Sometimes you type in Skullface, you get like makeup stuff. But come be a nerd at the cool table at youtube.com/shattercastuncut, podomatic.com/shattercastuncut, facebook.com/shatteredcast, twitter@shatteredcast. Just actually search the hashtag shatteredcast or something like that, and you can find us, because it's easier than trying to remember the spelling of it. Tumblr is shattercast.tumblr.com, blogspot is shattercastuncut.blogspot.com, and you can email us at shattercastonline.com. We are always looking for questions. Shout out real quick to Beers and Bolters. It's a 40K podcast, but it's run by a friend of mine, and he sends people our way, even though those type of nerds probably aren't interested in anything that we're doing, generally, because I find them to be somewhat of a group of either really social recluse fucking neckbeards, as they call them, or kind of the higher-end elitist, which sometimes they sound like, even though I love those guys. But, yeah, and also you can – if you – want to email us any questions, we're always looking for questions. It helps us with discussion topics, and it helps us bring you a longer episode. Don't be afraid. We are approachable, and we might make fun of you, but we'll make fun of you in love. We're laughing with you, never at you. We laugh at you when we get off the air. So with that being said, in Primus's name,
can I drop a link real quick? www.netflix.com/CourageTheCowardlyDog. You should check that shit out. That's some solid fucking animation. If you're into throwbacks, I've been watching that a lot lately. You saw my thunder, because like I was going to like cut it in there, and then you started talking about Beers and Bolters, and I was like, fuck.
Yeah. They're a pretty funny podcast, though. They're a good bunch of guys. I know a lot of them personally. They're good people.
Do you want to do a Star Wars podcast?
I know for sure that Adam is up for it. Adam would do it in a second.
This shit, do a trans or a Star Wars. whatever.
So be good to yourselves and each other. In Primus's name, please collect responsibly. And Antoine, for the love of God.
Shattered.
There it is.
Skate, 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 skate.